Here comes crunch time, triple team traffic for you, and Ricky Meese.
Well, Jeff, we're hearing scanner chatter about a train accident with injuries in the downtown Salt Lake City area, approximately State Street 400 South. We don't have a lot of information on it, and we can't see anything yet through the live shots in the cameras, but we'll keep you posted. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow from downtown to about 106 South in Sandy. Northbound I-15, slow Sandy to Midvale. Southbound I-215's West Belt, some slowing from California Avenue to the Maverick Center. Dave Meekum.
Pretty typical drive for you in Utah County right now. It's the normal delays. If you're southbound, you're going to pick up the delays. That's SR-92 and making your way into Lehigh down past 2100 North. You've also got the Lehigh Main Street delays are northbound to work your way through. Beyond that, though, good drive the rest of Utah County. Mark?
And northbound I-15, even though we are seeing now 21 minutes plus between South Salt Lake and Farmington, most of the delays are coming from about 3300 South to the North Interchange. Right past 6 North, the speeds do pick up. We had one car left from a wreck that has been taking place there. Then 215 at the North End, about 5th North, you have some delays because of a crash there. Then the delays are thickening in Davis County, Farmington to Layton Hills Mall. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, Diamond Rentals. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.